Blog Talk Radio.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, good afternoon, rodeo fans. Happy Monday. That's right, it's Monday afternoon. Time for Making Eight to get back on the ranch, talk some rodeo with you. 646-915-9940 is our call-in number. Make sure you get on the line, give us a holler, let us know what's going on in your neck of the woods. We want to sit back and talk some rodeo with you, so now's your chance, rodeo fans. Get on the line, give us a call, 646-915-9940. We had a great show last night with the Ross Hill Hour. Let me tell you, that guy knows how to break it down. You know, I've just in the two times that we've had his show, been able to really actually learn a lot from that guy. You know, he really has fun with it, and we enjoy having him on. Rodeo fans, if you have not heard his show yet, get over to makingeight.com. You can find it on our homepage as our feature show as of right now. Of course, if something different or more interesting may come up, we may post that up there. So you can always check him out on the Ross Hill channel. Just slide on down there. Click on the link there that says Ross Hill, and you can find his shows. Tell you what, they're worth sitting back listening to. It's been a lot of fun hanging out with him and talking a lot of this rodeo. We're still trying to work it out, find out, you know, how he likes to run things, and we're working with him. But tell you what, he's a pleasure to be around, and he sure is entertaining. So, rodeo fans, like I said, if you haven't gotten on over yet, make sure you make your way on over to his channel, listen to his shows. We got a little bit to talk about tonight, not a whole lot, so we want to open up those phone lines for you. Make sure you get on over there, give us a call, say hey to us, let us know what's going on in your neck of the woods. We want to hear from you. 646-915-9940. That's right. It's the number. You're going to hear it all night long. We're going to break it down for you. Rodeo fans, we're going to slide on down, take a short break. You know, last night when we closed things out, which we were really kind of pressed on time, we were talking with Matt the Cat. Now, Matt records his own record, or records his own albums, writes his own music and all, and he's written some pretty good ones here. We really didn't get a good chance to play it, so being that we closed the Ross Hill Hour out with it, we're going to bring it back to you and open up the Back on the Ranch show with it. This is a little song they call Mexico. Now, from what we know, Matt the Cat wrote this song when, you know, it was, I guess, his senior year in high school, and, you know, he said all his buddies were heading off to Mexico for their senior trip or whatever. He couldn't afford to go, so he decided to sit back and write a song about it. So here it is, rodeo fans, Matt the Cat from Muscle Shoals, Alabama in Mexico.
I bought a one-way ticket to Mexico. Well, you know I hate to fly, but here I go. And what I'll do for cash, well, I just don't know. Maybe play the soul guitar down in some old smoky bar where I can drink tequila and margarita, go out dancing with senoritas, stay out and drink all night long. wake up with an aching head, all alone in an empty bed. Maybe take a walk along the coast. Yeah, that's what I'll do down in Mexico. I'll take this ring off my hand and dig a hole there in the sand. And I swear I'll bury it with all our plans. 'Cause girl, you know how things go when you're lying on a beach in Mexico. When you drink tequila and margaritas, go out dancing with senorita, stay out and drink all night long, go to bed at the crack of dawn, wake up with an aching head, all alone in an empty bed. Maybe take a walk along the coast. Yeah, that's what I do down in Mexico.
Rodeo fans, that's right. You're listening to Matt DeCat from up in Muscle Shoals, Alabama. And that was Mexico. Great little tune from him. We've got a few more that we're going to play here out throughout the evening here. He's got some that he gave us here a couple weeks ago. We debuted him on the Raw Hill Hour, and we're going to definitely go back and play him again. He's got to catch some catchy tunes. Great traveling music, great rodeo music. So, rodeo fans, if y'all are interested, get in touch with us on MakingAid.com. We'll put you in contact and let you get in touch with him. He's a pretty good hand, knows how to play the guitar, and definitely can sing. So really enjoyable. But rodeo fans, we're going to start off, talk a little bit of some rodeo action. You know, first off, got to tip our hats to some of the guys in the southern states down here in Florida. They had two events going on Saturday, one in Mims, Florida, the other one in Miaka City. Right here in our own hometown, unfortunately, we did not get a chance to get over there to make it. But congratulations, Jake McIntyre, actually went in both events down there. Took he's went 4-for-4 out of two events. He rode two bulls in Mims and then came down to Miaka City and rode two more. Tell you what, he got a hot hand on Saturday. It was definitely his day. But you know what? Another guy, good friend of mine, Brian Corson, another great hand, actually went 3-for-4. A great job for him, coming in second place in both events. And then Newt Mattson, another hand that we've, you know, haven't talked a whole lot about. We'll talk a lot about him when we do our live broadcast or whatnot. He ended up taking third place, making the top single ride in both events. So great job for those guys. Really impressive to see Brian Corson get back at it, as well as Jake McIntyre. You know, he's kind of in and out, and you know, he's been on a pretty good streak here lately, and good for him. We're excited about it. So, rodeo fans, like I said, phone lines are open, 646-915-9940. We want to hear from you. Let's sit back and talk some rodeo. Tell us what's going on in your neck of the woods. We definitely want to know. This is a good opportunity to get the word out and just sit back and talk some rodeo. Like I said, we'll be happy to just sit back and shoot the you-know-what with you. Yeah, that's what it's all about, just kind of sitting back on the ranch. You know, getting into some of the PBR action there, you know, the PBR was in Oklahoma this past weekend. And how about their short go-around, 590-point-plus rides? And definitely got to tip your hat to Mike Lee, you know, really covering all his bulls there. But the man of the hour was Jordan Hupp, ended up making his rides and definitely pulled out some great ones to watch. It was really impressive to see this guy needed to ride a short go-round bull and did, and ended up beating Mike Lee by a quarter of a point. So great job for that cowboy, and really impressive. I know we're going to talk a lot more about this hand. He's definitely sticky when it comes to those bulls. So anyways, rodeo fans, like I said, we definitely want to hear from you. If not, we're going to break things out pretty early. You know, I'm going to tell you, we're just going to break down and give you some news, play some catchy tunes for you, and then we're going to break on out of here. So, rodeo fans, get on the phone. Give us a call, 646-915-9940. While we got another minute, we're going to sit back and play a little bit more of Mad the Cat here from Muscle Shoals, Alabama, with Southern Way. Well, it looks like we're having some technical difficulties here getting this song loaded up. You know, while we got a minute, definitely want to thank our sponsors here, Winding Trails Ranch, as well as B-Bar B Bucking Bulls. Rodeo fans, get on over to our website. Check out some of our sponsors. Check out some of our links out there we share with. You know, really enjoy, having these guys part of Making Eight, and we definitely want to keep them part of us. So make your way on over there. Check out their websites. They do have some good products there. B-Bar B Bucking Bulls especially got some great little bulls coming in. And Winding Trails Ranch, you got some great horses. So make your way on down there. Check out their links. They're posted on our website. Let's see if we can get back here to this, this little song, Southern Way. Man, oh, man, oh, man. I'll tell you what, this switchboard just not wanting to cooperate with us tonight. Must be that Miaka City weather out here. The weather's not that great tonight. A little overcast, and, you know, it is what it is. We'll just keep riding through it. Let's see if we can't get this thing back on one more time. There we go.
I got a jug of peach moonshine, and I'm going fishing later tonight. Just me and my woman, yeah, in the pale moonlight. And we won't care when we get there and the fish don't bite. Looked at me with those big brown eyes, and I knew what she wanted to do. We made out there on that cool river bank. Yeah, we made it up and listened to those willows serenade. Yeah, we made it up.
Fans finally able to bring it to you. Glad we did there. You know, like I said, we're just trying to work through the kinks there. Radio fans, want to let y'all know phone lines are open, 646-915-9940. We'll be happy to sit back, talk some radio with you. If not, we're going to sit back, play some more country tunes. Right now, we got Matt the Cat Hour coming at you.
I play guitar, she plays with my mind. I'm wrong, she's always right. She's breaking me in. I like bars, she hates crowds. She's shy, but I am loud. I say wait, but she says now. She's breaking me in. Thank you. guitar, she plays with my mind. I'm wrong, she's always right. She's breaking me in. Yeah, she's breaking me in. Yeah, she's breaking me in.
This is Ross Hill, professional bullfighter, 2008 world champion, Muscle Shoals, Alabama. You're listening to Making8.com, so get a grip.
Heading down the road, just an old gravel road way back home. To Shady Grove, just a little shady spot we hang out on. Singing songs, playing guitar until the sun was gone. Yeah, when we were young, boy, we were young. Out on the water, skipping stones across the top. Bet mine went farther. You know I didn't even see it stop. And I believe that summer was the hottest one we ever got. When we were young. Yeah, when we were young, boy, we were young. It seems that time quickly fades away. Flies by, but it feels like yesterday, but it's gone, long gone, and it's gone out there dancing on her granddaddy's farm. Lord, nothing, no, nothing really lasts that long.
I'm rocking Robbie Hodges, Coors Man in the Can, and you're listening to Makin8.com.
All right. Welcome back, rodeo fans. That's right. You're listening to Makin8.com. We are back on the ranch talking rodeo with you, here to take your call. 646-915-9940 is our call-in number. Just a little bit off the record, kind of not talking about rodeos at hand. Anybody watch The Amazing Race? Anybody get a chance to see the McCoys? Old Cole McCoy and his brother down there trying to get things done. I guess they got a little slow start down there. I did not have an opportunity to watch it, but apparently they had some rough roads taken off from LAX. Supposed to fly to Chile, and apparently decided that they were going to try to exchange their money there. They had a currency issue. They ended up switching for some Brazilian money instead. But I don't know. It looks like they were able to finish the end of the first segment in third place, so not too bad for the Cowboys, and I look forward to seeing them down that road. Like to see how far they're able to make it and be entertaining to watch. So if you get a chance, check out The Amazing Race, and not sure what channel it's debuting on, but I'll tell you what, you can look it up. They also have been kind of following steps with the on PBRnow.com, so you can check it out there, kind of find out what's going on with them too. Anyways, rodeo fans, if you guys got questions, comments, if you got some information on it, if you had a chance to actually watch The Amazing Race, want to talk about it, give us a call, 646-915-9940. Rodeo fans, like I said, time's ticking. This is your opportunity. Jump on the horn, give us a call, talk some rodeo with us. If not, we're going to break things back down. We're going to play some more rodeo music coming your way right after this.
Hi, everybody. This is Dusty Tuckness, 2009 NFR Bullfighter, and you're listening to Makin8.com.
Look at me and tell me, baby, that you wanna go. Because my feet were made for traveling. I got the highway in my soul. But the bad part about the drift, all the nights you spend alone. And I could sure use your company when the nights get long. Yeah, those nights, they get long. Watch Ross Hill win a rodeo. watch old Ross win a rodeo.
Hi, this is Brian Corson, and you listen to Making8.com.
I'm ready. You know you work all week just to make a draw. Sometimes you can't ride them at all, but I'm booked in and I got to ride that train. When I get down there in that chute, can't stop thinking about all that loot and I'm a road, load, 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 load. Bordering on the insane. That's why I eat the cheeseburger, drink the Big Mac, take a dime on the deal of fame. 32 just think about all this sewage, don't come out at all on the road. Still, the only, only cowboy bordering on the insane. Hey! Oh, hey! Cobwebs, I think what's going on. Feel like all my circuits are blown. Can't remember my number or even my name. You know, beer too now, be fine. Know it's worked every other time. And I'm a road, 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 cowboy, rolling on down the line. And that's why I drink a cheeseburger, eat a six pack, take a dog on the field of fame. 32 just think of all I live through it. Don't go about it all on the road. The old, the old, the old cowboy bordering on the insane. For the lady, big bucking range. Hey, I'm born someday you have fame. When you open up that gate and that door roars down like a runaway train. Here's the road, the old, the old, the old cowboy's bordering on the insane. And that's why I eat the cheeseburger, drink the steak back, take a dive on the kill of fame. 32 bits and just think of all through it, but don't go bad it all on the road. The old, the old, the old cowboy bordering on the insane. Yeah, it ain't the cheeseburger, drink six packs, take a dollar on the kill of fame. 32 50, just take a ball by the goose. Talk about it all on the road. The old, the old, the old cowboy road. The old, the old, the old cowboy rodeo, the old, the old, the old, the old cowboy. Oh, the lady, oh, the lady, oh, the lady.
Welcome back, rodeo fans. That's right. You're listening to Making Eight Outreach. We are back on the ranch talking rodeo with you, taking your call. 646-915-9940 is our call-in number. Talking a little bit about Cord McCoy and PBR, but some of the big things going on. PRCA has just announced, you know, they got their in-country television. And let me tell you, they got some great broadcasters going to be bringing you some of the PRCA action right there on in-country television. So really look forward to that coming up. Looks like first event's going to be March 6th, so make your way on down. Make sure you check it out. Get on the horn and definitely find out what channel you got it, so that way you could get over there and find out how those fellows are doing and what's going on in some of the great PRCA action. Anyways, we got some CBR action a little bit to talk about here. We got some of the guys. Looks like their next event is going to be, looks like, just scanning on down, Nashville, Tennessee is where they're headed next. Looks like they just had their Horizon Series going on yesterday, Beeville, Texas. And you know what, rodeo fans, is a great way to spend their, you know, the Valentine's Day weekend hanging out at the rodeos. You know, unfortunately, we did not. We was hanging out here back on the ranch. Ross Hill kind of drug us in. You know, we spent some time with him on Valentine's Day. But I'll tell you what, we had a lot of fun. It was really enjoyable, and he had some great fans out there calling into his show. So, rodeo fans, make sure you get on out there and jump on MakingEight.com. Check out his show. If you have not heard it already, you definitely don't want to miss it. Make your way on down and check out his shows. Make sure to follow along. So, rodeo fans, it looks like that's going to do it for us. We're going to break out of here a little bit early tonight. I want to thank you all for tuning in. Make sure you all check us out next week when we're back on the ranch. You know, this is your opportunity. Get on the horn. Give us a call. Let's sit back and talk some rodeo now. This is what this show is all about. So, anyways, rodeo fans, till next week. And I believe Ross Hill's going to be doing a late-night show next Sunday night. Looks like he's going to be driving down through our neck of the woods. Looks like we'll have him live in the Making Eight back on the ranch studios. So great opportunity for y'all to check it out. It should be a real entertaining show. In the meantime, rodeo fans, y'all get a grip on some rodeo action near you. Give us a call. Get in touch with us during the week. Until then, happy trails. We'll see you then.
Hi, this is World Champion Rob Smith, and you're listening to MakingEight.com. Be there or be square.
I got bucked off and stalled. All the money I let slip away is still on my mind. I hope I can make it up to Reno by next Friday night. But I ain't so sure, 'cause the bills been piling up way too high. So tonight I'm going hanging out with my friends, and this funny leopard playing the after party again. Well, I can't be down. Corey Rash held on the cash for a good ride, and Pandora's box lost the fight with Tater Porter tonight. That bullkid rock was no match for Justin McBride. And old Ross Coleman finally rode blueberry wine. So tonight I'm going out and drinking, hanging out with my friends. And Sonny Leopard the party again. And Chris Shivers only knows one guitar chord, and that's fine.
National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making 8 is a winner.